fourth Mishnah of the first Perek of Menachos. That's another Mishnah which is a parallel of Zvachim. That in order to have Karis by Pigel, it has to be that the only psul that you have in the Korban is the thought of eating it or being makter in the wrong time. But if you had other psulim involved in it, there won't be Karis. So what example, there are other psulim involved in this mincha, and therefore there won't be Karis when he thinks chutz is manai. Common chutz is mokoimai. The Kamitza did with the thought to eat in the wrong place, not the wrong time. But afterwards he did nosim mekli v'alof v'hikta chutz is manai. The other avoiders putting to the kli and walking to the mizveach and burning it, he felt chutz is manai. So be'etzim, in one avoider he felt chutz is mokoimai, and the other one's chutz is manai. Oy, shekomitz chutz is manai. The Kamitza did with a machshava of chutz is manai that he wants to eat it in the wrong time. And therefore, it should have karis. But afterwards, nothing to cleave. All of the chusam koyma. The rest of the avodas he did with the thought of chusam koyma. So now he put another psul into the korban, which will eliminate the karis. I should comment for nothing to cleave. All of the chusam koyma, or all the avodas he did chusam koyma. All these examples do not have karis. Minchas choyte, minchas kenois, mincha v'choyte of kenois, which we learned before that if you did it loy lishmo, it's possible. Should come to loy lishmo, but nothing to cleave. All of the chusam zmano. So he has two psulim now. One psul of loy lishma, and the other three avoyas did chutz zmanu. There won't be karis. Asher comes chutz zmanu. The first avoyas of kmitza did the third of chutz zmanu. Then nasim mekli v'halav v'ikta chutz shaloy lishma. Do all the other avoyas shaloy lishma. Asher comes from nasim mekli v'halav v'ikta shaloy lishma. All four avoyas from kmitza till burning on the mizbech. He thought loy lishma. These are examples that the matter was not done properly, and since there's a second psul of chutzam koymoi or loy lishma, even though he also thought chutzam manu, there won't be karis. What happens if he thought lechel kezayis b'chuz kezayis lamocha? Did one kezayis outside of the square place and one in the wrong time? Kezayis lamocha, kezayis b'chuz. Kechatzi zayis b'chuz, kechatzi zayis lamocha, kechatzi zayis outside of the Azorah, and Chatzi Zayis tomorrow, Chatzi Zayis, Amocha Zayis b'chutz. All these examples are possible in Bukharis. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, makes disagrees, and he says, Zaklal, Imach Shabbos as man kodel, Mach Shabbos amok, and Pigil Chayil Mekoris. Rabbi Yehuda holds, like we saw in Zvachim, that if you have two Mach Shabbos, you go by the first of the two. So if you first thought chutz l'zmano, which is Pigil, then the second thought doesn't count, and therefore you'll get Koris. If you first thought chutz l'mkoyma, which does not have karis, and afterwards you thought about chutz l'zman, which should have karis, the second one doesn't count, and therefore there's no karis. They don't go by the order. They say as long as within the avodas you had another psul of chutz l'mkoyma or lo lishmo by chatus, then there's no karis. Lechel chatzis zayis, lahakdik chatzis zayis, to be thought, tira chatzis zayis, and to burn a chatzis zayis. Kosher, the korban is kosher. She'ein achil v'ktov mistafim, like we learned in Zvachim. The mistaf, a chatzis zayis of eating, a chatzis zayis of burning on the mizbech, is not considered that he had a thought of a chatzis of any one thing, and therefore does not pass the korban.